Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you hear that?
Do you hear that?
What is that?
What is that?
Yeah, what is that?
What is it?
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us on a midweek edition, Sports Daily on a Wednesday. That means Paul Savage is in the house. You are too at 869-1240 on the I Got It Attached Locker Room Hotline. Always looking for the Cindio tweet of the day. Paul is at Savage Wichita. I'm at Bruce Hurdle. Good to have you with us out there wherever you are on a Wednesday morning here, early June. Royals get a very dramatic walk-off home run from Mike Moustakas last night to break up one of the more impressive streaks, maybe the most impressive streaks of Major League Baseball this year. A guy named Scooter goes deep four times and does something or other in a baseball game that no player before has ever done. And it's 3-for-5 now at the University of Oklahoma, winning the national championship last night against a former Shocker at the University of Florida. There's your table set. Here's my buddy Paul Savage. What's going on, Parts?
How are you, big boy? By the way, what a joy it is to drive into this radio station and drive by high schools and see youngsters out working in camp. You know, a lot of camps anymore take place in June. And how lucky are these high schools and these coaches to get their kids out on a field in the month of June, and it's in the 80s, for goodness sakes. I mean, this is a really great blessing. I don't know. It just warms my heart to see all those youngsters and those coaches out there. You know, working their butt off on the turf. I don't know what
Paul,
it is.
Paul, do you wander around every day just kind of looking for Mr. Rogers kinds of moments?
Yes. What's going on?
Do you wear a button down sweater and look around and just, you know, try to find the beauty and everything? It's a good thing. Yeah. Trust me, it's a good thing. It's not like the world doesn't need more of it.
Well,
especially when you stop to consider the world that we live in. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
That's a good thing.
Will you be my friend?
Yeah. God, boy. I mean, our generation, that's an immediate illusion that you can make that everyone knows what we're talking about. But there's a whole bunch of young people who don't know what in the world we're talking about when we invoke the name of Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers.
That's right. Well, he did. Well, he passed away. Let's try to be clear. I think he passed away, maybe about 8, 9, 10 years ago.
Yeah,
I
mean, something like that.
He's been gone for a while, but boy, he was an icon for several generations.
Sure.
And so, I just enjoy seeing the youngsters out. It's wonderful to see. It means that we're closer to, you know, fall sports, somewhere that we're just.
Oh,
that.
My God. Are you in it? You know what? We're getting old. You need to stop hurrying up time. We don't have as much of it left as we once did.
Well, isn't that
you better
truth?
Slow down a little bit.
All right. Well, anyway. Well, with that being said, you have set the table beautifully, my friend.
Well, I was really happy for the Royals last night, and I got to admit that I had that on. But, I mean, I had checked out. I mean, the Astros were up. And we're up convincingly. It was late. I should know better than that. We are talking about the Royals, although we're talking about the Royals that are 8 games under .500, not your Royals who are contending for a World Series title, although that remains to be seen. So I gave up on it too early, and I didn't see it live. I got an alert and then switched back over to it and saw the replay and all of the things that go with it. Some post game and that, but a good moment for the Royals, who are a team right now needing more, as many good moments as they can possibly get. So congratulations, great moment, good energy, tremendous drama. Mike Moustakas, who has clearly been the most consistent of players for the Royals this year, comes through with a big moment. And for a moment, the Royals and Royals Nation and Royals fans can feel good about things, so because that's a nice win. Well, anytime that you beat the Astros, it's a pretty nice win.
Well, I mean, you're breaking up an 11-game winning streak, for goodness.
Exactly.
I mean, that's not chopped liver in its own right when you start talking about that and how hard it is to win 11 games in a row. But I got lucky last night. I checked in right
about...
Wait a
minute. Stop.
No, not that lucky, for guys' sakes.
Okay,
that,
good. I needed...
My gosh.
I needed to erase that image from my mind. Thank you for doing it.
Thank you for bringing it up, even that that's even possible. But anyway, that being said, I got lucky because last night I had a rehearsal. I'm in 1776 at Signature Theater downtown.
Oh, what are you playing?
I'm Samuel Chase from Maryland.
I have come to the conclusion that one useless man is a disgrace, that two make a law firm, and that three or more make a Congress.
Oh, my God.
Those are your opening lines, as uttered by John Adams for 1776.
That is tremendous, man. I think that is, I just love that.
Paul, I'm a depository of useless crap.
That is it. Well, both of us together, we would be, what they would say is full of it.
Nicely done. Yeah. Nicely, but better put, better said.
It's a great play. It is. It's a great play, and I'm looking forward to it. By the way, since I'm talking about it, it's going to run the 1st and the 2nd of July. So come see it. I think everybody would really enjoy it. And by the way, I get chills up and down the spine every time I step up to sign the Declaration of Independence. I'm not kidding. I missed up with my eyes. My heart starts racing. What these guys went through, it's unbelievable to sign the Declaration of Independence just with inside their own body all the naysayers and that kind of thing, and let alone, you know, the line that, well, we may hang separately, but if we don't stick together, we can at least all hang together. I mean, you know,
must hang together lest we all hang separately.
That's it. But anyway, I got lucky. I got done with rehearsal last night, and so a few of us decided to go check out our favorite watering hole. I walked in on the beginning of the seventh inning.
Oh, my God. Well, your timing was impeccable.
It was. And let me tell you, the thrill of the crowd was back. Now, maybe it's because it's Houston. Maybe it's because of the 11-game winning streak. Maybe it's because I still think we can make a case, at least at this point of the season. Isn't Houston one of the top two or three? I mean, I know there's a lot of baseball left.
I think Houston's the best team in baseball.
The best. Well,
in fact,
okay,
I was having a discussion with someone, a baseball guy, yesterday. And he made the comment, he said, you know, I knew that Houston, I haven't been paying, and he's a National League guy, and he works in the National League, and he said, you know, I knew that Houston was hot. I don't think I had realized that they had won 11 in a row, and I don't think that by 4.5 or so games that they had the best record in baseball. My response was, yeah, not only do they have the best record in baseball right now, it's kind of a slam dunk.
It is. Well,
so, Houston is kind of the slam dunk right now in Major League Baseball.
It is, but we also know that this is skewed to a certain extent, and maybe it's not skewed to a certain extent, but an 11-game winning streak will make you, that many more games better than the second-place team or the second-best team, and we know that there's a lot of you, as you always like
to point. If the Royals were in that division, Paul, they'd be, what, 17.5 games back or something like that? I mean, we wouldn't be having any conversation about, well, should they sell at the trade deadline? We would have already been, we'd be handing out marquees for the fire sale.
No question.
I mean, it wouldn't even, I'm overstating it, but the Royals are blessed to be in the division that they are. Let me just say it that way.
Right. Five and a half games out is a lot better than 15 or 16 or whatever it would be in the West.
In the West.
Yeah, yep. You got that right. There's no question. But anyway, the crowd was back. All I'm trying to convey is that at least in the watering hole of which I was residing at the moment, there was cheering. There was thrill. There was attention being paid to the television sets. The people in my watering hole whole were absolutely positively tuned into that game and in it pitch by pitch by pitch by pitch. No, seriously. And
really?
I wish it took me back a couple years. It took me back a couple years to those 2 years of getting into the World Series where literally pitch by pitch, everybody was tuned in and ready to go and see what would happen. And that's what it took me back. And
well,
the
2 years of magic, of magic was the World Series championship year.
Sure.
Because the first World Series year, the energy grew as the summer went on, but it wasn't fully attended until the next year. I mean, they got into the World Series, and they got 90 feet away from potentially extending Game 7 before Bumgarner and that crew beat them. The next year, it was full-on assault from the first day of training camp all the way through the season and beyond into last year, where people hung on every single thing that the Royals did virtually every night, and they ended up being only a 500 squad. I mean, relatively forgettable, certainly in a relative sense compared to the year before. But I don't think I think it takes a time for people to kind of fall back into it, Paul. I think people really like the game of baseball. I think that they really like having a team to follow day in and day out. I think it makes the summer, I think it's just kind of what you should do in the summer. Now, and I know that I'm guilty of being a baseball guy. I've always had a team to follow, and I always check in. It's been my whole life. But I think that people generally, once they get into a team like this, even the Royals, who, and I'm not going to say there's fair weather fans. I think every team has some fair weather fans. I think the Royals have a really good base of fans. In Wichita to Joplin to, name it.
Omaha.
All around. The Royals have done a really good job to extend, their effect and their reach. They do a really good job with their Royals caravans and getting out there and making guys available and stuff. It's been an easy franchise to like and to follow and to cheer for. So I think that kind of thing kind of goes slowly. I mean, it takes what it was before, 3 years, 3 or 4 years ago, 15 or 20 years of being just totally out of it and not being a factor for there to be apathy. But even then, how long did it take for Royals Nation to come back to it?
Well, quite a while.
They came back pretty quick. No, I thought they came back pretty once they started getting going.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes, to come back.
So in other words, it's kind of latent. With Royals Nation. I mean, I think they're pretty good baseball fans. They just have to have a reason to be a fan.
Right, but
last night gave them a reason.
The thrill was gone last year.
Yeah.
Oh, there in my mind.
Yeah, the second half of the season. Second half of the season, it was kind of like, okay, blah, whatever. And it's still a good place to go. Fun at the ballpark. They drew well. But they weren't a factor. They just weren't a factor.
No.
And I doubt that they'll be a factor this year. Now, who knows? In this division, anything can happen. I mean, I watched a couple of innings of the Indians just being decimated last night by the Rockies. Mm. God, the Indians just look like I can't figure that out. That was such a good baseball team a year ago. And it's not like they're horrible this year, but they just both the Indians and the Cubs have really gotten off to halting starts.
Mm-hmm.
Real halting starts.
And here's the thing. Let me just throw a little stat at you. I like throwing mm-hmm. stats every once in a while out at you. And here's one that you're probably aware of, but some of our listeners may not be. If you look at the wild card standings, this is hard to believe. You realize that the Kansas City Royals are only 5.5 games out of a wild card, let alone 5.5 games out of first place in their own division. But out of a wild card, think about it. 5.5 games.
I mean, no, you're right, Paul.
We haven't even hit the All-Star game, and you're only 5.5. Now, you're playing horrible baseball. You're 7 games under 500, and you're only 5.5 games out of a wild card? This is doable. I mean, if you once you start having comebacks like last night, and by the way, that was reminiscent of the two worlds.
Oh, it was cool.
That was reminiscent.
Yeah, that's cool.
How many times did we come on the radio when that was going on, particularly in the World Series year, where a comeback would be staged in the 7th, 8th, or 9th? I mean, we did show after show where we talked about that comeback, and that was reminiscent last night, pretty cool. And then you start thinking and mulling over what can be. I mean, granted, let's face it, you don't have the name pitching, you got some injury problems, you got some guys not hitting as well as they should hit, you've got relief problems to a certain extent, and yet, with all that I just uttered, you're 5.5 games out of the wild card, 5.5 games out of the lead of the American League Central. That is amazing. That is doable, my friend. What is it not?
It certainly is.
Is it not? No, it is. Your presentation made me think. Maybe I'm not.
I'm just sitting there thinking. And I mean, it's doable.
Doable.
I would ask the question. Do the Royals look like a playoff team?
Well, the answer would be no on my behalf. I mean,
but it's still doable.
But it's doable.
But you see what I'm saying?
That's
right.
It.
No,
yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
It's doable on one hand. Yes. On the other hand, you look at the Royals and think, no, not so much. But you know what? You're blessed geographically to be in the right division this year, and you got a shot. I don't know. The Royals they've had one little stretch where they won, what, 6 of 7 games? And that's really been it. They haven't had any kind of extended hot streak. Now, the cynic would say, well, that's because they're not capable of having an extended hot streak.
Well, that's what he would say.
They would. But the Royals, really, if you go back, their history indicates, as is the history with most teams, that they will. They've had that extended cold streak early in the season that really kind of that put them in a bad, bad situation, one that they're still trying to dig out from. I mean, when you're 7 games under 500, it means over the next month, just to get to 500, I mean, you've got to play really good baseball.
Good Lord, yes.
I mean, really good baseball.
That's right.
So if you look at the math, on one hand, it doesn't look like very much. On the other hand, when you start figuring out how you make that up, because, Paul, how many teams are between them and the wild card?
Well, that's another
story. When you say it's just 5.5, that sounds pretty good. It's like, oh, yeah, that's not bad.
There's 11. Yeah,
exactly. And that's part of the issue. I mean, if you were 5.5 back and there was only one team or two that you were battling with, then all of a sudden, and we're talking about this just over a third of the way past, into the season.
Correct.
But those things don't go away. It's the number of teams you're trying to reel in. The 5.5 is nice. It's a carrot at the end of the stick that is, I mean, you can see it. It's attainable, kind of.
It's
the
called hope.
5.5 is a little bit of an illusion.
Right, but it's called hope. And everybody wants hope.
Yes.
No, come on.
I'm with you, Paul.
I'm back into my Mr. Rogers mode.
You are, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Beautiful, would
you be mine?
That's going to be our bump music when we come back from the break. I'm putting our crack staff on that. Bump music from Mr. Rogers. Is that all right with you, Bruce?
I like Mr. Robinson's neighborhood. I like Saturday Night Live. Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. Oh my God,
that was so funny.
It was.
Mr. Robinson's neighborhood.
But what a great tribute to Mr. Rogers that you make Saturday Night Live. I mean, that is a tribute, my friend.
Isn't that the truth?
Oh, it is the truth. Come on, Saturday Night Live.
He testified on Capitol Hill when then-President Richard Nixon was trying to cut drastically funding for public broadcasting.
And is given credit.
To a degree for such compelling testimony that it ended up not happening.
Wow. I mean,
the guy was pretty interesting.
I forgot about that. I think you're right. That is really cool.
Well, thank you for thinking I'm right.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
Eric is up first on the I Got It at Tad's Locker Room Hotline, 869-1240. Eric, nice to have you on the show.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Yeah, isn't that good stuff? Doesn't that just kind of make you feel good? Old are you? How old are you, Eric?
58.
See, buddy, and I and Savage are all of the same vintage.
We're here, baby. Yeah. We're there. That's it. That's that. The wisdom, Eric, that the three of us have, right?
Indeed. Hey, one point I wanted to make, it's really interesting. You were talking about the Cubs and the Indians really kind of scuffling along. I find it interesting that every year the teams that play in the World Series, their pitching is worn out.
Yeah.
I mean, well, that's a good point.
Out.
No, you're right.
It just seems like every year, you talk about the Giants. Every year they won every other year. And then the year after that, they didn't make the playoffs. Their pitching is just shot. It just takes a toll on them.
You know, we ought to go back and look. And let's put Andrew, who represents our crack staff of investigators, let's go back the last 20 years, Andrew. Here's your task. You got to come up with a little neighborhood music. And let's go over, let's take the World Series winners for the last 20 years and see how they did the next year. It'll take you a little time to do that. But I'll bet you Eric's right on target. You see, there are so many teams that have that kind of hangover and malaise. They've played so much more baseball. They're just worn out. The turnaround time is quick. Urgency isn't there just naturally because you've already accomplished it. You've been to, you've been to the mountaintop, and it's hard to stay there. But I'll bet you you're right. I'll bet you what we'll find is that that champions take a decided dip the next year in terms of record. Competitiveness. We don't have those. The Braves didn't reach that many World Series. They just kept winning divisions. But no, I think you're right. I think once you win a World Series and you're playing until October. I mean, think about it. You're playing into October, and so you essentially have. Let's say you win the World Series, then you have all of the things that are attendant upon the celebration of winning the World Series that takes you through the rest of the month of October. Then you basically have November, December, January, and by the time that February rolls around, you're back into baseball mode. That's not a lot of time to kind of reset over after 162 games. But you're right, Eric. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Well, yeah, arms get fatigued. I mean, there's a lot of parts of the body after that grind. And granted, it's not football and it's not basketball. It's not pounding up and down a court or on a gridiron.
But this is significant.
It is. No, I'm just going to say, the grind of 160 games, particularly for everyday players, my God, no wonder for Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man of baseball, the accolades that he got for playing in as many games as he did straight, it's amazing. And the grind is tremendous, let alone the travel and all the other stuff that goes along with it.
Yeah, you can play upwards of 180 games to win a World Series.
Bingo.
Or more.
No, you're exactly right.
I mean, you can play a lot more than that. Right. Absolutely. 869-1240, Larry is up next. Stay with us as we are just off and rolling on a Wednesday edition. Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.